But as we were talking about earlier, we're living through tough economic times, from petrol to groceries, the cost of electricity. Of course, the cost of living has skyrocketed. And like many, many people, an annual increase has not happened in a very, very long time. The cost of goods is not keeping up with our pocketbooks. And we largely have sympathy with employers. Largely, not total sympathy, but largely, that they can obviously not keep up, particularly with that inflation-related increase that we are all, at the very, very least, asking for. But anecdotally, we're hearing that there are some creative ways that companies are helping their staff, like arranging discounts with other businesses, offering vouchers. We know that public transport is very, very expensive. Petrol is expensive. So how about let's subsidize lift clubs in the absence of no actual cash increase. Speaking now to Morag Phillips, who is the executive director of at 21st Century, who deals with HR and human capital related issues. Morag, thanks so much for joining us. In your circles, in some of the companies that you consult with, have you heard of ways that companies are creatively trying to ease the financial burden, the cost of living on staffers in the absence of annualized increase that meets annual inflation?
Morning, Lester. Thanks for having me on the show again. It's nice to chat to you. Yes, we are, to give you a short answer. I thought I'd talk about just a couple of things, one which is a new trend, some which are not as new, but still very relevant. The new one is what we're calling hybrid working. So where organizations can, they're actually allowing a lot of flexibility around where people are working. And in many cases, enabling people to work at home or in their place of choice. But the being very intentional about when is FaceTime required and making sure that the most value comes out of FaceTime. So that's, it's not purely about money, although there could be a petrol spend that is saved for the employee. It's actually about recognizing that people have more choice about how they want to work and where they want to work. And they're putting a lot of effort into communicating how brilliant that opportunity is. That's probably one of the newest trends we're seeing.
So incentives more than offering something extra. And let me just talk from the many jaundiced views of many workers. It's all good and well that you are allowing me to work from home, but at the end of the day, that's not affecting how many groceries I can buy because of the cost of the grocery store bill. It still keeps on going up.
Absolutely. And one of the things that companies have to be aware of is when not every job is able to work at home, it's difficult for the people that are traveling to work and spending that money. I think that, Lester, the financial pressure is definitely there. And one thing that we always talk about is that the lower level employees have a bigger portion of their pay affected by these high prices. So inflation actually impacts lower level employees more because more of their pay is used for daily consumables.
Something like an obscene statistic says that something like 40% of the average South African commuter, of particularly low income earner, 40% of the salary goes to something like public transport. It is absolutely very, very painful for a low-income earner, but that doesn't mean that middle-class earners also aren't feeling the pinch as well.
Correct.
Stand up for the employer a little bit. And I can totally understand staff wage bills are set. They cannot make too much adjustment. Even a 2 or 3% increase is going to affect our set staff wage bill and unbalance our books and could be quite damaging to the company as a whole. So stand up a little bit for the employer. Why is it so difficult for so many companies to say, well, unfortunately, we can't even offer you a inflation related increase. We're offering you no increase at all.
I will stand up for the employer, but I also want to challenge the employer, because you've spoken about having sympathy when things are tough. I think it's up to the employer to communicate the reality of their decision making. And an employee is going to have more sympathy when they understand the reason for pay decisions. So I'm challenging employers to communicate, what can you do around the pay increases? How much can you give? And when you can't, are you explaining why? I think that would go a very long way. The what we are seeing is that there's actually fewer organizations that are giving zero increase now than for the last 2 years. So that's a good news story. But the what is different and challenging is that the increases are actually slightly less than CPI at the moment, or shadowing CPI, where there used to be a little bit of a buffer and it would typically be a percent above. So that's an affordability issue for the employers in the cases that we're seeing.
Of course, also, even a voucher program, subsidized transport, would, you know, all, you know, affect the balance books of employers. But what if, say, for example, companies say via, you know, some, you know, trade exchanges, or maybe even it comes out of various other budgets, we offer a voucher program so that for this particular retailer, you know, it's not much, but it's 500 rand off your grocery bill. You know, it's staff transport that runs on a circular loop. You meet at a particular space, we pick you up there. At least it's some form of assistance. I think at least the gesture is important, whether it be a 500,000 rand, you know, grocery voucher. It takes a 500, 1,000 rand off my monthly bill, and I can use the rest, you know, to buffer myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are seeing companies using their group buying power where they can. So it would either be for vouchers or for partner companies, even for company products that they can offer either for free or at a discount. The other thing we are picking up is that companies are spending money on wellness initiatives. So not just in the, call it the old days, it used to be about trauma counseling was the main focus of wellness initiatives. Now it's quite proactive initiatives, including financial management, debt management, and then wellness initiatives that are around taking care of people. So those are things that companies are putting a lot of effort into.
A message here from Simon says, "Hi Lester, my friend was a shop steward at one of the big milk dairy companies. He represented the merchandisers responsible for stocking the shelves. They got management to agree to assign the shops closest to workers, so they were able to save hundreds of rands on taxi fee. To them, it felt like an increase. It's going to take a little bit of interesting logistics, human capital movements, almost restructuring businesses to make them the most efficient for the company and also most efficient for employees as well, Murat."
Agreed, 100%. And it's a chance for employers to differentiate what they're doing and how they're really thinking about the pressure the employees are under. It does affect productivity at the end of the day. So it becomes a strategic imperative from a reward perspective in cash and non-cash terms.
Mariah Phillips, she's the executive director at 21st Century.